The National Farm Machinery Show is underway here in Louisville, Kentucky, and with me is Barry Nelson. He is the guy that's done a lot of work to help put this exhibit together here, and that's what I'd like to talk about, Barry, is what goes into putting together this this big exhibit that you have at this show.
Well, actually, I kind of do media relations here. We have about 50 people here that help set the show up and work the show, so it's quite an investment that John Deere has, not only with all the equipment that we have here, but with the factory experts that we bring out here. And we find great value in doing that. We think this is one of the best shows in the United States.
What is the attendance figure that you expect at a show like this?
Well, they say around here it's about 100,000 a day for 4 days, so about 400,000 people go through the National Farm Machinery Show. And it's such a popular show, it's under roof, so even though we've got ice and snow everywhere, people are able to come here, enjoy a good farm show, and then in the evening they have tractor pulls, which attracts a lot of people.
Well, you mentioned the weather. It certainly was a factor over the last day here in the Midwest. In fact, big story in the news. But from the looks of it, traffic has picked up. I guess that things are busy and this is looking good.
Well, if you think about it, if somebody can get here, it's ideal weather for this kind of thing, because what else are you going to do? It's a great chance to see all the new equipment from all the different manufacturers. We talk to people that are actually pricing equipment. They want to know the latest features, so it's a great place to talk to some really good customers.
Tell us a little bit about the kinds of things that you have on display that people would find if they come out.
We have everything from a 4930 sprayer, which is our largest self-propelled sprayer, and it actually has a 120-foot boom on it. The one we have here on display has a dry box on it, so it makes it a three-season sprayer. Has become very popular with the commercial applicators. Tied to that is a lot of the new precision guidance systems that we offer, which you can offer on a sprayer, on our tractors, on our combines. And to me, that is the greatest revolution going on in farm equipment right now, because regardless of the machine that you run, you put precision guidance on it, and now you're going to be more accurate and efficient in the field.
Now, you mentioned you've got close to 50 people here from John Deere. So for the attendees who are here looking at this equipment, they're pretty much going to find all the support they need in terms of information and questions that they might have?
Absolutely. In fact, when I flew down here this morning, because my flight got canceled yesterday, but on that same plane, we had a dealer with about 15 of his customers coming to this show so they could see the new equipment. If they have questions on existing equipment, we have some of our factory people here. So it's just a good place to find out more about John Deere equipment.
So is there anything else about the exhibit that John Deere's got here that you'd like to point out to people?
Well, in a very small, compact area, and you'll understand that when you come here, we have a lot of equipment jammed in here. But the reason we do is so that if you come to this show, you have a question about a tractor, a sprayer, a combine, any type of farm equipment, we're going to be able to answer those questions for you.
Thank you very much. That's Barry Nelson with John Deere here at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.